Okay, I think we're at quorum this morning, so we will kick off today's webinar. So welcome all to this edition of our webinar series. On today's webinar, we are joined by our partner, Vectra AI, who are the leader in Gartner's new NDR Magic Quadrant. So who better to talk us through today's topic? And in light of that, today we are very much in the wake of the recent spate of ransomware attacks that have been targeting the retail sector. We're focusing on how we can defend against groups like Scattered Spider, but specifically in the context of your Microsoft estate. Every organization touches into Microsoft. There's no getting around that fact. It might just be for email or collaboration, but more likely it's the storage of your crown jewels, which is data, whether that's in OneDrive, that we're sharing, whether it's in SharePoint, but all of it needs to be protected, and particularly as being, identity is our sort of first line of defense, but also the area that's attacked, alongside being always available, always on in our SaaS platforms. It is something that we need to focus on. In the context of Scattered Spider, it was reported in the co-op attack that attackers, exploited Microsoft Teams to try and extract info directly from employees and also communicate with management about the breach. So we can see that actually, looking at in the context of these attacks and also many other threat actor groups, focusing on Microsoft and securing our Microsoft estates is critically important. So let me introduce our talker to walk us through this and get down into the detail of what the approach that we need to achieve securing our Microsoft estate. So today we're joined by Tiff from Vectra AI. So Tiff is a senior product marketing manager with Vectra AI, responsible for the company's Microsoft security coverage and threat signal strategy. Prior to joining Vectra AI, Tiff was a product marketing manager at Microsoft, so very much bringing that Microsoft knowledge and experience, where she led Azure adoption and growth initiatives in the UK. She holds an MBA from my hometown of Cambridge, from Cambridge University, and has worked across product marketing and client success across a host of industries, including technology, retail, property, and public transport. So welcome, Tiff, and thank you for joining our webinar today.
Thanks for having me.
Brilliant. So let's just jump on to the agenda and then I'll get out of Tiff's way to really get into the detail of the content. If we just pop back there. Brilliant. So in terms of our agenda, we're going to look at what the modern network is, what the modern attacks look like. Then we're going to jump down into the Vectra AI platform, to the terms of the clarity and the coverage and capability. We're just having some PowerPoint technical issues here. So bear with us as we go. But I'll carry on the agenda. We're going to look at how Vectra provides 360 coverage of the Microsoft ecosystem and how we can help protect that, and also case studies of real-world attacks, because it's very important that we look at how others have been targeted, how they've responded, what worked, what didn't, and actually that's how we can plot and take plot our takeaways and take our action. And then we're going to just wrap that up in terms of key takeaways. And as always, we have a Q&A function. So please make use of that. Ask questions along the way towards myself, towards Tiff, and test our knowledge very much. There will be polls that we launch throughout the webinar. So please get involved and respond to those polls. And then we will dive into those as we go. We won't save them to the end and look at the viewpoint on different topics from our attendees today. So that's it from myself for now. So I'll hand over to Tiff and she can kick us off.
Perfect. Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me. Hello, everyone. So let's start with the modern network, modern attack, and the kind of problem Vectra is seeing. So we truly believe that network has evolved. Traditionally, we all know the good old days where a network is a box, where data center, network identity, campus, it's good, simple day, easy, much easier than nowadays. But then, as we know, once especially COVID started, people start working remotely. Remote workers boomed, and so the SASE, these group of technology also emerged. And then with the migration to the cloud, all of your sensitive data no longer is saved in the network. It's also stored in the cloud. So workload is now in AWS, Azure, Google Cloud. And that's why identity has become the new parameters with cloud identities that's being targeted by groups like Scatterspider, other APT groups, et cetera. Now I'm becoming a very easy way to gain initial access to an organization. And then also not to forget about the SaaS world, where M365 is where you store your critical data in your Teams, in your SharePoint, OneDrive, email, et cetera, also heavily being targeted by attacker. And then with the adoption of Copilot, which is very productive tools for all of the organizations, attackers are also beginning to abuse these tools. All the while IoT and OT is still here, and this is now what we call the modern network, which is very complex, and it also brings the point that we really need to stitch everything together, because the observation that Vectra AI is having is that security teams might still be using different tools to monitor these individual servers, which then we think that we have the coverage, we have the visibility. But then if they are in silo, the attacker knows that there will be blind spots if these tools are not integrated and they're not talking to each other. So that's how they exploit these blind spots as well. And that's why Vector really see the need to stitch everything together, and we'll go deeper in there. And also just to show you that Gartner also agrees with this complexity. Basically, this is the image that they use after we show them this modern network kind of view that Vector AI has in one of their latest NDR presentation in the Gartner SRM. It is really complex, and it is what security teams need to deal with on a day-to-day basis because of how much it span across the hybrid environment. And in fact, whenever we talk to customers and we talk about this modern network slide, they all really resonates, and it's the complexity that they agree that they need to deal with every day. And so here comes our first poll question to get to know a little bit more about where are you at in your security stack with NDR. So do you currently have a network detection and response capability? So whether you're already deploying it or in planning phase, evaluating vendors, would be good to know. So I'll give everyone 20 seconds to answer this poll. Meanwhile, Rich, when you talk to customers, where do most of your customers fall in this spectrum?
Do you know, I think most of our customers probably sit in the planning phase and looking at NDR technologies. And I think it's probably a good point that we're talking about NDR as a technology. But in the I'm sure you're going to get into this as we go. But it's really NDR expands well beyond just network, and it is looking at that modern network.
Yeah. Cool. I think we got the results. Most of 50% of the participants today have already deployed NDR. Good to know. And then it's all quite balanced for the rest of the participants there. Some of them don't know what is NDR as well, which we can talk a little bit more in the later part of the webinar. Some of them don't have it on their roadmap. Some of them are evaluating different vendors. So great, great to know. We will also cover a little bit about what Vectra thinks is important in terms of an NDR capability and how it can help you best defend against the modern network environment that we just talked about, against modern attacks. Cool. So before we move on to that, I'd like to actually dive deeper into identity, which is a core part of the modern network, as we just mentioned. So in the organization's modern network, we see that there are four types of identities. First of all, we have human identities, which are the ones that probably all of us are most familiar with because they are the identities that we have direct control over in the network and in the cloud. Most of them can be protected by MFA. However, according to Okta, MFA is actually only used by 64% of the users. And you may say, okay, then let's deploy MFA for all of them. But then, unfortunately, attackers still have proven ways to bypass MFA. And we will dive deeper into different ways in a little bit. And the second type of identities are non-human identities, which are also called machine identities, service identities, service accounts, instant credentials, service principals, application credentials. And these are the identities that are always causing headache for security teams because they are often very high privileged. They are often very hard to know and even know that they exist in organization environment because, for example, in your Azure cloud environment, if you create a new resource, then automatically a new managed identities is being created. But oftentimes security team don't even have a full visibility on what their Azure cloud look like. So it is very hard for them to know what they are in terms of machine identities, let alone having visibility to monitor them. And the tricky part to secure these type of identities is that MFA cannot be deployed because of these characteristics of non-human identities. So these are the first two types. And then these both human and non-human identities can exist in your cloud environment and also network environment, which actually, if you multiply all of them, it actually is a huge attack surface that security teams need to protect. And that's why attackers treat this as a huge target as well whenever they launch the attack. And diving deeper into modern attacks, then the kind of observation we are seeing that latest groups like Scatterspider use a lot. So first thing is that we, according to CrowdStrike, they move fast. And I would argue that these 2 years have been even moving faster than ever. Average time from infiltration to lateral movement is only 48 minutes, according to CrowdStrike. And the second thing is that attacks are multi-domain. So remember the modern network image that we showed at the beginning of the webinar? Attackers don't really see each individual surface as siloed. They looked at modern network as one giant attack surface. And according to IBM, 40% of the attacks are multi-domain attacks. So which means that attacker move across all of these surfaces very seamlessly. And that's why we think that siloed visibility doesn't help anymore because you really need to see the full picture, the integrated visibility whenever attacker move from on-prem to cloud to identity, vice versa. The third thing is that they like to hide and they like to remain undetected. Average time for an ident to identify and contain identity attack is 292 days. Attackers like to hide in your environment and they can remain dormant before they make a strike. So in Vector, we say that a lot, that probably it's not a matter of whether the attacker will get in, it's a matter of when. So it's really important to know once they're in your environment and you have the kind of monitoring to know what they're doing and prevent that from becoming a breach.
And Tiff, just before we jump on, I just see that we've got Samuel Kincaid's raised a hand there. But actually, just to remind everybody, we've got a Q&A function. So if there are any questions, pop them in there and we will deal with them at the very end of the webinar.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so to continue in Vector AI, we say that attackers don't hack in anymore, they log in. And they can leverage all four types of identities to gain an initial access to an organization's become basically they are legitimate access. So it's very hard to really understand whether they are malicious or just employee doing something new. So being able to find that out is very important to defend against modern attacks. And we talked a little bit about how attackers bypass MFA. Here are just a few examples on how they do it. And Scatterspider is known to use a lot of these techniques. For example, voice phishing. We've heard from customers in a breach that this attacker go on LinkedIn, find this profile of an IT admin and somehow call this person and pretend that it's an employee to reset MFA and in the end gain access to an organization. MFA bombing, They send you 10 MFA requests at 10 p.m. when you're really tired, hoping that you will click into one of them. SIM swapping is another really popular tactic that is used by Scatterspider. Called they call a telecom provider pretending to be you, and then gain a new SIM card and receive the authentication code and access your organization legitimately. And then insider threat is another type, because they are already in your environment, right? And they can use different tools to harvest data from your M365 apps, like an attacker. So, especially with Copilot for M365, these type of Gen AI tools now just speed up the how fast attacker or even an insider can gain sensitive information in your organization. And in fact, I think there are some recent articles about how some red teamers found different ways to prompt Copilot for M365 in SharePoint to basically print password or sensitive data out, even though the company might have different ways to kind of secure these data. So having those monitoring is very important too. Rich, did you see any other ways attacker bypass MFA
Well,
and
do you know, I think rather than different ways, I mean, just some of those perspectives, particularly voice phishing. I think with the advent of deep fakes driven by AI, the potential there to convincingly impersonate somebody just by the sound of their voice. I mean, we've done some deep fake work that's cloned my voice, and I wouldn't recognize that it wasn't something that I've said. I think with the MFA bombing, there is the option to enable a code so you can that that would mitigate MFA bombing. So I just if that's not configured on your Microsoft MFA, I just recommend people go and resolve this. You mentioned SIM swapping. In terms of a preventative measure, you can work with your telco provider, your mobile provider, to place a PIN on the account and on the SIM, which then prevents people from doing the SIM swapping as a measure. But again, this kind of just highlights that the target of most of these attacks are always going to be the end user. And once that account is taken over, as you say, it's very hard. The attackers aren't really hacking; they're just logging in at that point. Obviously, we need to have MFA on anything externally facing. I'd go on and as much as possible. The one that I think is extremely hard that you touched upon there that to be able to defend against is the insider threat. Being able to whether it's the insider acting maliciously, but we've seen cases of threat actors actively looking to recruit people inside of an organization, rewarding them for enabling the login. So at that point, you're trust is in your people, and MFA is not really being bypassed at that point. It's very much doing its job, but somebody's just subverting it or just using it maliciously to give access to the environment. So, I think there has to be a lot of focus on how you can identify, the misuse of legitimate accounts, the abuse of those accounts, which is very difficult to be able to track, particularly if you're just doing that statically or statistically. We need to go well beyond that.
Yeah, and I guess that's why AI is can really play a role here to really help identify the fine line between whether something is malicious or someone just doing something new, because different doesn't necessarily mean bad. It's what we always say in Vectra. Yeah, but we totally agree with you, Rich. I mean, MFA is good. Like, it's important to have preventative measures to harden your posture, etc. But we also need to prepare for scenarios where the attackers bypassed it, or as you said, their employees have been bribed by attackers to help them with their ransomware activities, etc.
Yeah, and Joe, and it's never been more important for the cyber basics hygiene to be done. But I did see an article on that for the probably the last 20 years, people have been hammering do the cyber basics, but it's still not being done. So should we expect that to change? Because it's so challenging. Probably not. So that we need to put those compensating controls and detection capabilities around that.
Totally agree. Yeah, and then I guess with that, we firmly believe that protecting against modern networks from all these modern attack tactics that we just mentioned comes down to three things, which is coverage, clarity, and control. First of all, for coverage, we talked about the modern network image here. It's very important to have visibility on basically all of these areas. And it's just not like siloed visibility. You need to be able to see the interconnected layer of all of these domains, basically, because 40% of the attacks are multi-domain. So we need to have visibility across all these domain in a single pane of glass so that we are able to kind of find that these attacks before they become a breach. And then the next pillar is clarity. So you may ask, what does that mean? We in Vectra argues that coverage might not even be a tricky part because there are a lot of different ways security teams can gain visibility. But then, even though you have all the alerts, can you really spend time to investigate every one of them? And according to one of our recent research, the state of threat detection research that Vector AI did, we asked security teams and practitioner, and we found that 84% of the alert that they received are false positive, which means that if you go and investigate every alert and almost a majority of them are false positive, it just wastes a lot of your time. And especially in a cloud attack, remember CrowdStrike, 48 minutes that they can attackers can go into lateral moving in your environment. There's just no time to investigate false positive. So having that clarity to tell you what is urgent, what is real, really quickly is very important to help you stop these attackers who are already in your environment from doing things badly and exfiltrating data and doing damage. And then lastly, for control, once you know what needs to be done, once you've investigated an incident and confirmed that something is malicious, you need different ways to stop the attack really quickly, either in a native way or integrated with your current security stack or using managed response. And we will dive deeper into each of these part. So for coverage, we really need the visibility across the whole modern network, which we just mentioned, and it's really across network, identity, and cloud. For network, it's no longer the traditional good old days, but we also need to look at remote work. We also need to look at the cloud network and also OT environments. And then for identity, as we mentioned, there are four types of identities. We need comprehensive visibility on all of them in a single pane of glass across network and cloud, human and machine identities. And then in the cloud, we need to make sure we monitor the control plane in Azure, AWS, GCP, but also SaaS apps like M365, and also the GenAI tools that use to access these important information, such as Copilot for M365. And then the other area that I would mention is that even though your vendor tell you that they have coverage for XYZ, you need to really ask the question of what does that mean? Because for coverage, if we really need to focus on the attacker behaviors instead of just rules that are static and rule-based, because we know that attackers are very good at evading different rules, such as in the SIEM, and we really need to focus on the attacker behaviors. And the Vector AI approach here is that for each of these detections model that we developed, our security research team really spent time to study these attacker behaviors, really understanding what they do. And then our data science team would use the different AI ML models to develop each of these models so that we can factor in different factors such as the attack context, account privilege, how important it is in the company to be able to tell you whether something is malicious rather than someone doing something new. Yeah, and I think after all, you shouldn't trust just what the vendor tell you. You should also battle test your coverage. And we always suggest security teams to conduct red team against their defense and also the potential new coverage that they're getting from different vendors so that you can truly know whether you are really protected in a real world scenario. And yeah, with that, for clarity, which is the second part, to defend against these modern attacks in your modern network. First of all, we said that 84% of the alert are false positive, and it's basically impossible to look into each and every one of them. So for us, we know that you really need some tools and solutions to help you basically remove the benign activities in your environment, so that you can focus on what is important and malicious. So for Vectra, we do it by having an AI triage agent, which automatically help removes all the benign activities, ultimately helping you half the time that you need to spend on monitoring alerts and triage. And these stats are coming from an IDC report that studies how Vectra AI customers has generated business value after the deployment of the solution. And then the second part of the clarity is that I'll give you an example where it's actually based on a conversation with a customer, Van Gogh Museum. The CISO told me that during an investigation using his Microsoft toolings, he actually looked at different platforms, and all of them has different format in terms of the logs. One example is that the ID that represent an identity can look different in all four different platforms that he's using. And it's very hard for him to know that these are all the same identity. And often he needs to copy this 65 character long alphanumerical ID just to try to find who that is in another platform. And sometimes the copy and paste error and 25 minutes is gone, and then only to know that something is false positive. So there's a real pain in here that in terms of correlation, there's a lot of manual things security teams need to do during an investigation. And these are all time that you don't have during an actual incident. Because in a cloud incident, remember again, 48 minutes, you really don't have the extra 25 minutes to spend doing all these manual work to stitch everything together. So for Vectra, we believe that you need to correlate activities across the different domains to identify the original compromised device or an account. Because in a network, it's the same. IP address can change, and it's not often straightforward that you can pinpoint it's John's laptop that is being compromised. So for us, our approach is that we have an AI agent that stitch everything together to tell you who are the original compromised account and device. And ultimately, it improve your efficiency so that you have time to actually do investigation on the real attack, or even just spend it on important tasks in your organization. And then the last piece is that once you know something, once you have all these correlated visibility, are you able to know which one is real and which one is urgent? This is another conversation I have with another customer who is very mature customers using Microsoft security toolings as well. But he has 20 years of security experience, and he told me he looked at the dashboard, and there's low, medium, high severity normally in Microsoft toolings. And he would tell me that he knows which one he need to look at, which one is not so much of a big deal because he has 20 years of experience. But then he told me if he needs to train a junior analyst, it's often not very straightforward to know which one he needs to really look deeper into in an investigation. So for Vectra, we help you prioritize the attack, and we don't just give you three category of severity. We give you an urgency score. And this image here shows how we generate that urgency score, factoring multiple factors. First of all, the different detections, the AI detection that I mentioned a bit earlier, is factored into an entity. And then we also look at the attack, how fast is the attack, and also the breadth of attack techniques used. And then we also look at your organization's context. How important is this entity based on what we call an observed privilege? Basically, our AI would understand how much access this entity has based on the observation of how much does it normally access important information. And then we also rely on customers' input as well. Based on all these factors, we tell you an urgency score. If it is 100, you really need to go do something about it immediately, which ultimately helps security team again cutting time by 60% on assessing and prioritizing alerts, so that you can really accelerate your investigation and response. And then the last pillar here that we think is important is control. So we understand that even after we have prioritized an incident for you, you still have a lot of questions that need to be answered. For example, how did this attack start? How long has it been active? What else has it touched, et cetera, et cetera. And all of these questions requires, before you have the answers, first you need the data to give you the answer. And we understand that data is often not easy to get, especially in the network. Sometimes it's not available in firewall logs and et cetera. And sometimes it's siloed in different tools. So again, you need to go to different platforms to gather these logs, maybe analyze a few Excel spreadsheets only to get one answer in an investigation. And these all takes time again. So what Vectra's approach here is that we provide you all the data in a single in a platform, single pane of glass across network, identity, and cloud. And we also have a very easy to use investigation experience, which tells you gives you the insights, and you don't need to go do 10 steps to get the answers you need to make the critical security decisions. And once after you have investigated an incident and you decided to stop it, you need different response options, either automatic or customized, even just to temporarily lock down the account for 30 minutes so that you have enough time to investigate the blast radius of the attack. It helps you to stop the attack before it becomes a damage. And it is important to also have the options to integrate with your existing security stack in your SIEM, in your SOAR, in your EDR, in your ITSM. So Vectra also provides the integrated response as well. And we also have an MDR. So if you don't have the resource to look at your environment 24/7, we also provide that support. So just to give you an example on how coverage, clarity, and control helps in a real world scenario. This is a multi-domain attack spanning across network, Entra ID, M365, and Azure Cloud. Vectra has detection for each stage of this attack, but I want to draw your attention to the time in the table here. So remember all the automation that I mentioned in the coverage and clarity part, out-of-the-box detection, and then different AI agents to help you remove the benign activities and correlate incidents to prioritize it for you. And so your work starts here. And even you need to spend your time to assess, validate the attack, take your response option. Everything takes 40 minutes, which is lower than the average time attackers need in the 48 minutes stats that I just mentioned earlier. Ultimately, it really helps accelerate your response and help you stay ahead of the fast-moving attacker that move across multi-domain in your environment. And with that, I'm going to pause here for our second poll question. So we'd like to understand more, where do you currently feel your visibility gaps exist in your Microsoft environment, whether it is in the identity or SaaS, Azure Cloud, or even on-prem in your AD, or even just the unified visibility across the different domain that I mentioned. If you select other, you can feel free to drop it in the chat or leave it in the Q&A as well, so we can have a conversation about that in the end, or yeah. So I'll give 10 seconds for you all to fill that in. All right, and I think we can look at the results. Okay, so 15% on Entra ID, 5% M365, 20% on Azure Cloud, And a lot of you think you have gaps in the unified visibility point, which is, it is truly important to have the unified visibility, as especially when attackers move across different domains. For people who answer others, hopefully you left your answer in the chat so we can have a look later as well. So good to know. I think this is a good transition because we are going to talk about how Vectra AI basically complements your Microsoft security stack and help advance the Microsoft security. And actually, before I jump on to talk a little bit more about that, I also want to know more about your biggest concern when securing your Microsoft environments. So, Becky, I'll need to get your help to launch another poll. Basically, we want to understand, is it identity-based attack that you are worried about? Is it cloud misconfiguration? Is it MFA bypass that Rich and I had a conversation about earlier? Whether it is alert fatigue that there's just too many things happening, too many alerts, you really don't know which one to start investigating, or lateral movement that about all the steps that attackers do after they gain initial access to your environment. Again, if you have other concerns, do let us know in the chat as well.
And I think this would be an interesting poll because I'm sure most will be thinking, well, actually, I don't want to pick one. I want to rank them, one to five, in order of, because there's, it'd be very rare for anybody to say, actually, do you know that that's absolutely no concern
That is true.
whatsoever.
Yeah.
I can't actually decide which one would be mine between all of
Yeah.
them.
Which one would you say you hear the most from your conversation with customers, Rich?
A lot is around alert fatigue,
Rank them.
which gets in the way of being able to actually get to the root cause of the problem. It's something that we have to actively manage in our MDR service that we deliver, obviously on Vectra and any other platforms, making sure that we're getting that right signal to noise clarity
Yeah.
so that we're not burning out our team. I'd say the one thing that I see a lot of, and I probably will stop talking so we can get moving and keep this within the time. But if you look at most of the attacks, the thing that hasn't been identified or tricky to identify is the lateral movement. And actually, it's interesting that the most people of the area, the Microsoft estate, they were concerned about is that multi-domain.
Yeah.
And I think that lateral movement across the multiple domains is something that that generally is a bit of a gap.
Yes, totally agree. All right, let's see the results. So 22% on identity-based attacks. Yes, I guess that's also why you all sign up to the webinar as well. And then 17% of cloud misconfiguration. Yes, 30% of alert fatigue and
I
response
did tell
delay.
you.
Yeah, totally. And then 30% of lateral movement. Very interesting and very good to know. We would dive deeper into how we can help you with what we have as well in the NDR. And I think for lateral movement especially, it's what network detection and response is all about as well, really detecting all the steps between initial access to exfiltration. Cool. So we'd like to start with what do we see as the Microsoft Threat Surface problem in terms of in a real life attack. So this is a Mango Sandstorm attack that happens a few years ago, but you can see here that the attacker starts in the network, did the C2, steals a credential, and then pivot to AD, then move to Entra ID, ultimately gain access to M365, and then use that to get access to Azure Cloud as well, and ultimately deleting resource, exfiltrating data, and ultimately causing this hybrid Microsoft enterprise shutdown and causing damage to this organization. And here you can see that basically it is the model network in this organizations and how the attacker can move seamlessly across different of these Microsoft attack surface to all of your concerns about unified threat visibility. This is an example of why that is important, because attacker basically just target critical resources and data wherever they are in your organization. We know that it is in M365. We know that it is in Azure Cloud, and which is also why we say that the visibility across all of these servers is very important. And this also echoes to one of my conversation with a CISO in a Fortune 500 financial services company. He told me before he used Spectra, he would look at Entra ID, look at M365. Each of them might give him a low priority alert. He would look at them and think, okay, it is probably nothing very important. But then after using Vectra, he realized after we stitch everything together for him and prioritize that entity to surface that attack, it really shows him that this is actually something really serious and urgent that he needs to investigate and go do something about. So going back to the point about integrated visibility and highlighting the urgent threats. So it is also where we help here as well, and how we help strengthen the Microsoft security that you have adopted. We say that Microsoft Defender XDR and Sentinel, they're really good at their endpoint, email, identity coverage, good at MFA, good at the posture kind of strengthening for your organizations. Those are very important. The hygiene part is essential. You need to do it right. They give you some basic threat intel and anomaly detection as well. And you have all the logs and you can do different DIY workflows in your SIEM. But then Vectra AI on top with our NDR capabilities in our platform, we give you AI detections across the whole model network. As we mentioned, is the coverage part. We also cover abuse of Copilot for M365 as well, which kind of it's, I know the insider threats part is can be kind of amplified with tools like this. We give you hybrid cloud protection, really about the integrated visibility that we mentioned, and we prioritize the attack for you with all the data you need in your investigation. And also, it is a full SaaS delivery for our cloud solution. It's agentless as well, so that it helps integrate with your solution better, and the deployment will be smooth. So it is how we add additional value to your Microsoft security. And you may ask whether existing Microsoft users of advanced security license, such as E5, continue to find Vectra AI useful on their security stack. And our statistics here shows that actually a lot of the E5 customers also use Vectra. And last year, according to our MDR, we helped 57% of E5 customers stop a validated compromise with Vectra because of how much identity attacks we are seeing more in these customers' environments. So I would also like to give you a concrete example on how we stopped a ransomware attack by Scatterspider. And this is actually a real-world scenario where the customer also have Microsoft security in the E5 license, Sentinel role, but they also use Vectra AI. So Scatterspider in this scenario compromised a user and gained legitimate access to the account of this organization. And this is the whole kill chain. And you see that again, they are moving from one domain to another. In this case, it's from Entra ID to M365. They started this attack with the timestamp is around 3:40 p.m. In the afternoon. You see that they pivot from Entra ID, they create the backdoor account, which is what they like doing. They modified IP location, which is making defense really hard. And then they move into M365 to do mail forwarding, setup deletion rule, trying to hide what they do, disable logins, create new e-discovery search, and ultimately their goal is to exfiltrate data from M365. So in this customer's environment, in a fully deployed E5, Defender for XDR detected one technique with low priority in the middle of the kill chain. But for Vectra AI, we detect every single step of this attack from the beginning to the end, and we managed to prioritize this attack with an urgency score of 100 within the first 30 minutes of the attack. And then we also, with our AI prioritization, we give you the actionable insights. All of these attack techniques that we highlight, we attribute it to the same identity. So you know which account is compromised, and you can actually go investigate that account much faster.
And I assume, sorry to jump in, that I know we've been given the
Yeah.
signal to get a wriggle on and get going, but I assume that as that urgency rises, it's not at the end of that process, that it's flagged for, and
Yeah.
it's just accumulating that activity to add to the weight and to add to that case and alert to be able to be responded to.
Yes, totally. So after we alert the customers, they are able to use the platform or use their integrated response option to stop this attack and do more investigation. So we also don't only cover Scatterspider, we cover attacker techniques associated with all these attack groups as well, and also unknown attacks. So we also heard from some customers that they use Spectra in particular to monitor unknown attacks, and they still develop their own SIEM rules to cover different scenarios, but then they rely on the out-of-the-box detections by Spectra to cover all of these attacker techniques. Moving on to our last poll, we would like to know how confident are you in your current security stack to detect and stop a modern attack, like an example that I just showed here, or Scatterspider attacks. So give everyone 10 seconds to answer that, just so we know your thoughts.
Yeah, and I think we'll need to whiz through some of these last bits and get to the Q&A, as we have quite the number of questions that that we won't be able to get through and answer all of them, that we'll have to answer on mail afterwards, but it'd be great to dive into a couple of them.
Okay, so 62% of you think it's somewhat confident. 10% of you are very confident. 14% are not confident. It's good to know. And
And I'd love to speak to the ones that have ticked that very confident box
yeah.
to know a little bit more.
Yeah. Cool. I'd like to quickly share like a quick lesson from a Fortune 500 financial service firm. I think I briefly mentioned my conversation with the CISO already, but this customer worked with Vectra for over 8 years. They are a heavy Microsoft security shop because they think Microsoft is a critical piece of their infrastructure, but then they still use Vectra AI, especially for the integrated and aggregated threat signal to defend against the Microsoft environment. We help them stop different identity attacks in the first 6 months since they deployed, and in the continuous kind of red team exercise that they do, we help them find these attacks as well that even Microsoft cannot detect. So it's a layered approach that they've been using, and so I guess some best practices we can take away from this example is that we can augment native Microsoft defense with AI-powered defense, and it is very important. It's actually coming from the CISO directly that we should have an assume breach mindset in terms of threat detection and response, especially with tools like Copilot for M365 nowadays being deployed. It really can speed up the whole kill chain without even us knowing. And then again, centralizing all your threat signals across the modern network can really help speed up your defense and reducing the noise during the investigation as well. So I guess I would just very quickly go through some industry kind of perspective on NDR, because we know that some of you are evaluating NDR criteria. So some of you might also want to evaluate your current vendor, whether so basically these are the five industry analysts, and these are the criteria that they're telling security buyers that they need in an NDR. And highlighted in orange are the ones that they think are they think are important, and it's a commonality across all of them. And if you look at them, it really tells me it's coverage, clarity, and control. Basically, what we talked about, how you need AI-driven detection that is high fidelity with low noise, covering comprehensive environment in east-west, north-south traffic, hybrid cloud visibility. Ultimately, that helps you speed up your response and defend against the modern attacks. And this is also why I know Rich already mentioned we are a leader in the latest Gartner MQ for network detection and response. And not only about that, we also recently have gained a leadership status in GigaOm's Identity Threat Detection and Response report. This is based on how close a vendor is in the bullseye here. And Vectura is not only a leader, but one of the three outperformers in this report. And we always say that attackers need two things to be successful: an identity to gain initial access, and then a network to do lateral movement in your organization. And that's why you need both visibility to defend your modern network. And the identity-first approach that Vectra use and how we correlate everything together is really the key reasons why we are the leader for both categories. And I've already mentioned this report earlier, but this is some of the business value that customers get from using Vectra. A lot of these are time saved. And if you can see, half of the time are saved because they deployed a solution that helps them automate a lot of the tasks that is manual for security teams. And I think what that really means is that you can use those time and invest in the things that are important in your organizations, hardening your hygiene, like protecting your organizations, doing better security training, etc. These are all important tasks, and you don't really want to spend time manually triaging rules or assessing, prioritizing alerts when AI can help you do half of the job, basically. So yeah, I guess this kind of wraps up our presentation today, and happy to kind of jump into the Q&A.
Lovely, thank you. I think we've got a little holding slide there for the Q&A. So we have got 6 minutes left. We don't like to go over the hour. Just to jump into some of these Q&A questions. We'll try and get through as many as we can. And Tiff, I'll point the most of them in your direction, I think. But there's probably some easy ones, and there's some more putting you on the spot. But let's see how we go. So I'm going to start with a relatively easy one, which can Vectra detect lateral movement from end user device to end user device, or only lateral movement from end user device to server?
Ooh, I think some of the technical questions might be out of my knowledge, and we are happy to take it back and answer you separately. But we do integrate with our EDR solutions. So, and actually, in the upcoming roadmap that we are launching in this year, we will also integrate EDR alerts into our platform. So, we do cover lateral movements from endpoint to network. But for a full detailed response, we can give you a detail afterwards.
Yeah, no problem. And I would just add in there, sort of, I would question the use case really, because if you think about any attacker, once they've established a foothold on one end user device, particularly through a phishing attack, for example, and they've used that to take a privileged or get an account compromised to then get a pri elevate privileges, then they are going to be focusing on that server activity because there's, excuse me, probably little value to go between end user device to end user device because it's not going to hold any particular data. Although the argument could be around access, particularly getting to a system that that could be used to access different servers. But again, you know, that is always going to be laterally moving to a server, even if that's points along the way. But obviously you have that integration with EDR to be able to cover some of that. So the next question, if you're protecting or monitoring the identities, do you need NDR? And I think that obviously we talked a lot about identity protection. And actually I saw on the list of the features or requirements across those five analysts calling out that sort of wider multi-domain. But yeah, what's your kind of view on that?
Totally. Actually, one of the reasons I would our team believes that why we lead in the NDR MQ is because of our identity capabilities. And these all two goes hand in hand together because the attacker, once they gain initial access using a valid credential with an identity, they then move to the network and can do the lateral movement in there, which you then need NDR to have the north, south, east, west visibility to tell you all the stealthy thing that they do with a C2 vector, particularly stand out in C2 detections. And we know that, and again, it's the whole modern network view, because we know that attackers, 40% of them move across different areas, and they also move to the cloud, then they move to the network, and they use identity across all of them. And so it is important to have both to give you the most comprehensive visibility and making sure that you catch the different steps you need in the kill in the whole attack kill chain.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. And probably last question before we close. And I think this one I put you on the spot, but should be well in your wheelhouse as the senior product marketing manager at Vectra. And the question is, what sets Vectra apart from DT, so I think that's Darktrace, in detection and response capabilities?
Perfect. Of course. So again, going back to the three pillars that we have: coverage, clarity, and control. And I would say clarity is really the pillar that stand out for us compared to Darktrace. And we have different customers coming, actually coming from Darktrace, and they tell us that the alert noise one is something that they find it as huge improvement with Vectra. It's also because of how we develop our AI models, that is not based on static rules, but is really based on security research, looking at the attacker behaviors. And we all also don't look at one attribute. We look at multiple contexts, and we look at your company's account context as well, to understand how important is that asset or an account. And then again, back into my earlier slides, we have different AI agents to help you filter the benign activities. We correlate, we stitch together all of these behaviors, identity, activity across network, identity, and cloud. I think this is one of the key things as well. Especially, we know that 40% of the attackers move across different domains. Having these integrated correlated visibility across Azure, AWS, Control Plane, Copilot for M365, and identity and network is really key to help customers to effectively stop and modern attackers. So I think the clarity pillar for sure is really the reason why we stand out compared to other vendors such as Darktrace. And you
Okay,
can
brilliant.
also see in the MQ status as well, we are further apart in our vision, which is why the modern network vision is how we continue to improve our coverage to cover more of that serve the attack services, and then also to really strive to give our customers the best signal so that they can really move the quickest, and in the whole UI and investigation experience.
Yeah, I thought that'd be a very long and complete answer there, Tiff. John,
Thank
there
you.
is actually a follow-up question that I wish I had time to ask that somebody asked around sort of achieving that clarity and the need for maintenance, but we'll send the answer to that in the follow-up. So as we are on the hour, I'm going to say thank you to all of our participants in terms of our attendees. We have got other webinars coming up that that'd be great to see everybody on them. We can touch on a few different subjects, particularly around TiberEU testing, which I think would be extremely exciting, and also one that I'm heavily involved in around Purview, so protecting the data, so another angle there. So thank you very much, everybody, for joining, and also thank you very much to yourself, Tiff, for joining me today on the webinar. And walking us through protecting your Microsoft estate with the Vector AI.
Thank you so much, Rich. Thanks everyone for
Thank
joining.
you.
Thank you for your question as well.